by Kimberly Clark.
That. All right, Free Talk Live. Hey, welcome to the show. Got to get over that one first, huh, guys?
Yeah.
It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And Mike.
Welcome to the program. First things first, let's welcome WARL 1320 up there in Rhode Island. Providence, Rhode Island. Welcome to the program. Our first affiliate.
Oh, yes.
This is it.
We're on the road.
This
exciting.
Is it. We are on the road. So if you're up there in Rhode Island, welcome to the program. Let's explain briefly what it's all about. Mike, tell them about it.
Well, the show is very aptly named Free Talk Live. That means you're free to call in and talk to us about whatever it is you want, whether it's a personal issue, something along with the workplace.
Anything?
Yes,
anything. Wait a minute. This is talk radio.
I know.
Certainly there's got to be a cookie-cutter conservative talk show host in the room somewhere who's going to screen out all kinds of different topics.
Nah.
That would be me.
That's
actually,
anything.
No. You're not the phone screener anymore. you were back in the old days, but not anymore.
Yep.
Well. Actually, a big thanks out to GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. They're out there producing the show, answering your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. That is toll-free nationwide, 800-259-9231. We are on the air in two markets here in Sarasota, up there in Providence, and I'm sure we'll be gaining many, many affiliates as of next week.
Heck yeah.
The show is about you. You, the listener. We want you to become a caller. Just pick up your phone, dial in 800-259-9231. You want to push an agenda? Go for it. Of course, we're going to ask you questions about it, and we want to clarify why you're pushing that agenda.
Yeah, and defend your point, please.
Absolutely. Now, something else you'll find
Are you
out
a Bush-loving conservative? Do you think this guy walks on water? Please, call in and tell us why you're going to vote for George Bush. But please, don't tell me why you're not going to vote for John Kerry. I really don't want to hear that. And please, don't call in and tell me why you're not going to vote for George Bush, because I don't think that's a good reason. If you got an agenda, call. I'd love to talk about it.
This is your outlet. Maybe you just want to rant about something. Or like you were saying, Mike, maybe you've got a personal problem. We love that kind of stuff.
Well, because it's usually something that everybody can relate to. And,
exactly.
You know, why not have then somebody else can call in and say, hey, you know, I understand where this person's coming from, and we want to hear whatever you have to say.
So anything goes on this program. Man, would you give me the phone signal?
Yeah.
What is that supposed to mean?
That means give the phone number again.
All right, 800-259-9231. That is toll-free, 800-259-9231. But we also come in here every night with stuff that we want to talk about.
Yeah.
And tonight, I want to talk about a smoking ban.
Ooh.
Smoking ban.
Now, we're only on in two markets right now. I'm sure as time goes on, we'll get some people in the Midwest who don't have beaches. But this definitely applies here, and it also applies up there in Rhode Island, because we're in a beach area there.
Sure.
The Sarasota County government is proposing a smoking ban on the beaches here.
Outside?
That's right.
You can't smoke outside.
That's correct.
Okay.
On the beaches. Outdoors.
Is it because
can you believe
so many
this?
People are sort of like in one area outside?
We'll get into it. That's coming up tonight.
Okay.
Again, we've got 2 hours here. We're going to be here until 10 o'clock this evening Eastern time. And what do you got, Mike, tonight? What do you got to talk
well,
about?
Well, I know the Brits are kind of wacky people, but no sex, please. We're housekeeping.
Huh?
If you can believe it, there are more women. Well, actually, I'll just say that there is actually a percentage of women from Great Britain who would actually prefer to do housekeeping over having sex.
Really?
Which is quite
now
bizarre.
That is interesting. All right.
You know, usually it takes me several hours to clean the house.
Yeah, that's true. It takes me a number of hours.
Not so with sex.
15 minutes is a little bit too much.
I've got 15 minutes. I something great's been happening.
So that's on the way tonight. Also coming up, of course, as you know, Manwich, last weekend before we were syndicated, we were talking about the Second Amendment. And curiously enough, I can't believe you didn't mention it. Maybe you weren't aware, but earlier in this week, what happened? The assault weapons ban was lifted
in the
United States. Of course, huge fodder for talk radio. But it was interesting because earlier in the week down here in our market, I was talking to somebody here at the radio station who was...
I did mention it, because remember I went over the whole...
I think you did.
Yeah,
I listened to the show, and I don't think you did.
Okay, well, it was in my mind because we were talking about the 30-round clip deal, which was part of that assault ban.
Yeah, but I don't think you mentioned that it was going to expire this week.
Oh.
That just kind of hit me. I didn't know it was coming up.
Yes.
I heard it on the news.
In fact,
now,
the Brady bill has expired.
Right.
Now you can go out and buy a 30
no,
round.
It's not the Brady Bill.
That's not the Brady Bill?
I don't think it's the Brady Bill. Brady Bill's something different.
I see. Maybe I'm confused.
That's not unusual. So, again, toll free 800-259-9231. You can actually interrupt the program. Whatever it is that you want to talk about, we'll talk about it with you. So this assault weapons ban ended, and of course, there was somebody here at the radio station who was taking the position of, assault weapons are bad, we must ban them. And of course, as you were saying, the only thing that's really different is now you can have an extended clip
right
on your assault weapon. And true to form, the next day, almost 2 days later after the assault weapon ban got taken off, big headline in the newspaper. AK-47 killings. Workplace AK-47 killings.
Was there really?
And I'm thinking, you've got to be kidding me. Somebody went out and killed somebody right after the assault weapons ban got lifted? No. Turns out it was in 2001. So I just found that interesting.
So during the assault ban,
someone
killed
shot
someone
up their coworkers with an AK-47. Yeah. So what's on your mind tonight, man?
Now, is an AK-47 banned by this assault weapon?
I don't know.
I don't think, because it names specific weapons, and AK-47s are everywhere. I mean, there's got to be more of those than there are AR-15s in America.
Yeah, maybe so. I'm certainly not an expert on
banning them
guns.
Isn't going to get rid of them, I can tell you that.
As it obviously didn't in 2001.
They were banned for 10 years, didn't go away.
So what's on your mind, Manwich?
I got a little article here about folks in Michigan are wanting to drug test people who are on welfare.
Really?
Ooh,
yeah.
That sounds
juicy. You know, Michigan,
juicy.
As I recall, Michigan has one of the more strict welfare systems in the country. I don't know what for some reason, the name Michigan and welfare going together. I think Michigan's really,
I've heard a lot of some scam stories out of Detroit a lot.
Really?
But, I don't know much about Michigan's welfare system.
Okay.
I've got a story here. It's basically, I just think it's kind of interesting. You know?
Yeah, all
very interesting. It combines some things that I feel strongly about.
I'll tell you what, all of this sounds interesting to me. And we've only got 2 hours to talk about it. Now, again, this is probably your first time listening to the show. If you're definitely your first time, if you're up in Rhode Island, and you're not used to a format like this. You can literally interrupt the program. Or maybe you even want to put in a request. You just heard us give at least 3 or 4 different topics.
Uh-huh.
Maybe one of them's a real hot topic for you. Unlike every other radio show in the country, we actually take requests. Yeah, that's right. Your favorite local music station, when they say they're doing their request hour...
They're lying.
Wrong.
It's a total lie.
Scam.
Ian,
don't tell those kind of things. We've got to keep this a secret.
That's one of the things that you'll have happen on this show. You'll hear a little bit of inside industry talk, and we'll give you the real rundown on how radio actually works.
Well, you spun records for 7 years?
Not quite that long. About 4 or 5 years.
4 or 5 years. From the time you're 12.
So I have done it. I have been there. I have told the lies. I have done that. There is no... I've never worked in a job that has been based on so many lies as the music radio industry.
Now, if I called in, 1059 WYNF, and I said, hey, Ian, will you play Crazy Train for me? I love that Ozzy Osbourne song.
First thing I would say to you is, I'll try my best to get that on for you.
But I love it. I love it. I want to hear it next.
And you know what? It might actually happen to be coming up in the log in the next few hours, in which case I'd record your call.
I'm sure it is. My experience with rock and roll stations is they play the same songs every 2 hours.
In which case I would record your phone call and then play it back right before the actual song played. But that might not happen for 2 more weeks.
Now you worked for, there's people above you. You were just a lonely little disc jockey at night. Now, if you went out of order, if you'd actually picked up Crazy Train out of the computer lineup and put it in right after, because I begged you, I actually paid you $50. Now, Medlin, the program director, would have called you in the office the next day, huh?
Absolutely, especially now that it's automated and they can tell all the different changes that are being made.
So there's no requests in radio?
Not anymore. I'm afraid not. Toll free 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. We want to hear from you about absolutely anything. Otherwise, we're going to talk about the smoking ban.
Yeah.
Up next.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming? Make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear? Or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a parent with 3 young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizeDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, my name is Sandra. I'm taking the collagenate from Vim and Vigor. I've lost 20 pounds. I have much better energy and my sleep is better.
Hi, my name is Marcia. I've been taking Vim and Vigor. It's done tremendous help for the bursitis in my thumb, and I've also lost 35 pounds.
Hi, I'm Ron. I'm taking collagenate from Vim and Vigor, and I have taken 20 pounds off and 6 inches off my waist. It works.
What are you waiting for? Take charge and lose that unwanted fat with Vim and Vigor's collagenate. Collagenate is different than the other stuff. Vim and Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, which means a leaner, healthier you. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. Lose fat, get toned, and enjoy the many anti-aging benefits of Vim and Vigor's collagenate. That's 1-800-622-8446. 1-800-622-8446. Call today.
Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll free nationwide, 1-800-259-9231. It is our first night being syndicated, so treat us nicely. We're breaking our cherries this evening, okay? take it easy. Take it easy with us. Actually, we can handle any call. That is what this show is about. We don't screen out the opinions that we don't want to hear, unlike every other talk show host out there. I mean, let's give a rundown of how talk radio works real quick. You've got your cookie-cutter conservative Rush Limbaugh wannabe talk show host, typically, whether it's a female or a male.
That's right. I love conservative politics. Give me a call. Yeah. I'll tell you why. George Bush is Jesus incarnate.
Pretty much. And so... And then if you call up and you disagree with them, unless they're specifically asking for one kind of call that would, you know, disagree with them on one specific issue, they're not going to take your call. The call screener will screen you out. Our call screener, our instructions to him are take the name, Take the location and one word. What do they want to talk about? What do you want to talk about? All you have to give us is one word. It can be hamburgers. It can be guns. It can be smoking. Anything goes. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. Again, toll free 800-259-9231. We should also mention the website.
That's right. Go to freetalklive.com, and there you'll find a multitude of ways that you can get interactive with the show. You can shoot us an email, ftl@freetalklive.com. We'll read your email live on the air. You can also get logged in and signed up to our BBS, and we can send you updates when we have good updates to post on the website, new news, like the big news, like tonight. And you can also check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. You can also download any one of numerous archives from the last several weeks in MP3 format for you to listen to if you want to become better acquainted with the program. And so many great
ways.
Did
you mention
ways. We were streaming? We always are streaming at freetalklive.com.
Maybe you're just passing through the area and you pick up the signal. And maybe you're a trucker and you want to listen to us when you get home. And we're not on your local affiliate yet down there. Well, first thing, you need to call your local affiliate and harass their program director to add Free Talk Live to their Saturday night lineup. And secondly, log on at freetalklive.com and tune in. So,
Ian, I got to say, those voice training lessons are really paying off, man. You're nice and deep. Talking away there.
I never took voice training lessons. Sarasota County. All right, I understand this says Sarasota County on it, and you Rhode Island people might be thinking it doesn't apply to you. But I have a feeling that this kind of stuff is going to apply everywhere soon.
I think that there's county governments that want to take away people's rights everywhere.
Absolutely.
Wherever there's a politician, they only have their power by coercing you.
But these guys have their reasons, and we'll see what it is here. Add public beaches to the growing list of places smokers are no longer welcome. On Tuesday, the county commissioners talked enthusiastically about an ordinance that could make Sarasota the first county in the state of Florida to ban smoking on public beaches. Supporters of the bans, and by the way, for those of you in Rhode Island, 2 years ago, the voters in Florida passed a referendum, actually an amendment to the Florida Constitution.
It's easier to get an amendment to the Constitution than it is a referendum
right.
in the state.
And that amendment said that smoking is no longer allowed indoors in any business in the state of Florida, with the exception of a bar. That's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm.
So smoking has been banned indoors in businesses.
I think it's funny how cigar stores, you can't smoke in cigar stores anymore.
Like, seriously?
It's the
only if you're a bar, you can. I thought there was an exception for cigarette stores. I guess not. Huh?
I don't believe that so.
Well, on Tuesday, the county commissioners talked enthusiastically about an ordinance that could ban the smoking. Supporters of the ban said that it has more to do with the cigarette butts left behind than the secondhand smoke.
Well, think about it. It's like one great big ashtray out there, man. It's sand everywhere as far as the eye can see. You're done. You flick it down on the ground, and
now
you just keep walking
you're
away.
You're a former smoker, by the
right.
way. Actually, you're still probably a smoker.
Nah,
right?
Once in a great, great while if I'm stressed out enough, but I really try not to.
Have you ever smoked a M?
No.
Never smoked a cigarette?
Never smoked a cigarette.
Okay. And I smoke a cigar a day.
Okay.
So
at
Mike's
home.
At home.
Right.
I'm on my porch, which they'll probably try to pass a law against shortly.
They did that elsewhere in the country.
It got
repealed, thankfully.
Right. There's been issue with it, but I mean, of course. Now, I think that smokers have themselves to blame in a lot of ways on this one.
Okay.
You know, it's...
Well, they are throwing the butts on the ground.
They're throwing the butts on
right.
the ground, and people that would ordinarily not throw, you know, a crumpled up piece of paper out of their car window or something like that, don't mind flicking a butt. They'll actually look a little cool when they flick the butt, right? Flicking a butt of a cigarette doesn't seem like any big deal, but to me, it just disgusts the heck out of me when I see people flicking them out of the window.
So we should ban smoking on beaches, then, is what you're saying.
No, I don't think... I don't think that what you're going to do... I don't think that what you're going to do is... pass a law. Is that going to stop people from flicking cigarette butts?
Well, maybe what
really?
They could do. Maybe what they could do is they could form a task force
yeah.
of undercover cops that don a Hawaiian shirt, much like you usually wear, man, and a pair of shorts, and they go out on the walk the beach and just look for people flicking cigarette butts, and then we could, you know, throw them in jail for a night. Wouldn't that put a stop to it?
I don't think
Isn't
it would.
Isn't that the inevitable where this is going to go? Because you're going to have to enforce this somehow.
Somehow right. or another. That's exactly what's going to happen. You're going to pay huge money in taxpaying dollars. You know, and it would be a lot cheaper just to say, and I do, whenever I see somebody litter, and that's what I consider flicking a cigarette butt, hey, what are you doing? Did you just drop something? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, littering is bad, regardless of whatever it is, because it just is messy, and you just don't want to look at it.
And there's laws on the books already.
Against littering.
Against littering. If you
and
throw trash
on
the beach,
right.
I mean, I'm sure there's a fine of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
So why do we have to pass a new law
to
ban smoking? I mean,
it must be.
If one of these guys in a Hawaiian shirt that's combing the beaches of Sarasota mm-hmm. to make sure it's cigarette butt-free, there's no smokers running around, you know, tossing cigarette butts anywhere, or smoking for that matter. It doesn't matter what they do with their butts. I mean, are these people, if they see a tin can sitting there, you know, oh my God, now we can't have canned sodas at the beach? Because they're going to have to pass a law because somebody threw.
Well, not
an
right.
aluminum
see,
can.
Now, this, what this really has to do with is the fact that smokers are the new discriminated class. They are the new. Blacks were it back in the early portion of the 20th century.
Yeah, it was okay to walk around and say N-words and stuff like that. Now.
Right.
Yeah, now it's
not
like,
so.
Now you're being discriminated against if you're a smoker, and it's really sad. And I'm not a smoker, but I stand up for these people's rights. Now, I don't like to see litter either, but as you were saying, Manwich, the laws are already on the books. So what's going wrong with the laws that we're not enforcing the littering laws, and why do we have to pass a law specifically against the smokers? It's nothing but discrimination against these people. 800-259-9231, toll-free 800-259-9231. Of course, the answer to all this, in my opinion, is we sell the beaches.
Oh, my God.
What? Sell the beaches. Put them up for auction to the highest bidder. Maybe chunk them up into, I don't know, certain square footage of each, you know, each beach.
Right.
And let people bid on the beaches and let private owners or groups of people own the beaches. So therefore, the Smokers Society could have their own beach. They could charge just a little bit of admission, and they could have a little guy go around with some kind of a sieve and sift through the sand and pick up all the butts. You could pay him $7 an hour,
all right.
Something like that.
You're crazy.
But here's something that you're forgetting. What about the cigarette butts that work their way out into the water or other debris?
Well, that's one of the things that they're saying here is a concern, because apparently that is leading to the little animals.
Yeah, manatees
dying.
Down here. And,
well, that's,
you know,
just
the
more
stupid
of their
birds.
Agenda.
I mean, the seagulls, they'll eat just about damn near anything.
They say in
I've tried to get a seagull to eat cigarette butts, and they will not.
I like making them eat Alka-Seltzer, though. That one's fine.
I don't think that's so.
Hey, we're going to come back with more. 800-259-9231. You want to comment on this or interrupt the show and bring up what's on your mind? That's what we call it, Free Talk Live. We'll be back.
We at ActiveX America Incorporated would like to thank our faithful customers for making SynFlex one of the leading glucosamine and chondroitin formulas on the market today. Our liquid glucosamine complex not only combines pharmaceutical quality glucosamine and chondroitin, but also contains natural anti-inflammatories that can help reduce pain and inflammation without the harmful side effects that can occur from taking pharmaceutical drugs. For those of you who have arthritis or joint pain and have not yet tried SynFlex, go to our website to learn more about the product that has given so many the everyday relief their achy joints yearn for. Log on to the web at www.activexamerica.com. We have so many great success stories, important glucosamine studies and data, and a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee on your first order. If you're interested in learning more or want to get SynFlex and ease the pain today, visit www.activexamerica.com. That's www.activexamerica.com.
Wow, look at that girl.
Oh, yes.
That is hot. Wow, how cool.
You know it.
Yeah, that Animal Talk t-shirt she's got on, that is so cool.
The t-shirt?
Yeah, wow. I guess those guys opened that Animal Talk gift shop at animaltalkradio.com. Man, is that hot.
The t-shirt?
Yeah, I heard that they have sweatshirts and long-sleeve tees, mouse pads, and coffee mugs, too.
Uh-huh.
Dude, look at her friend. She's got on one of those baby doll tees. How hot is that?
The t-shirt?
Absolutely. They have to be those quality beefy tees, too. Wow, how cool.
The t-shirts?
Oh, yeah, why? What do you think I was talking about?
Apparently, I have no idea. Get your Animal Talk gear today. Visit AnimalTalkRadio.com and follow the links to the Animal Talk gift shop and get all the stuff you need to make your world animalogically safe and sound.
Dude, those shirts are hot.
And you are hopeless.
Hi, folks.
folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit ARCInstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Soon I discovered that this rock thing was true. Jerry Lee Lewis was the devil. Jesus was an architect previous to his career as a prophet.
Free Talk Live, toll free. You dial us, we talk to you about whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Good evening. Happy Saturday evening to you. It is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And Mike. And again, we will talk to you about whatever you want. Politics, personal issues, anything goes. Let's go to the phones, actually. We got Bob on the line in Tennessee. Bob, what's on your mind?
Oh, well, I just caught the last little bit of your show. You were talking about tobacco.
That's right, sir.
Evil drug. The most.
It's an evil drug?
One of the most addictive drugs on the planet. According to the doctors, that's what I've always heard. Nicotine is one of the most addictive drugs there is. But, I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
Okay, you don't sound like a doctor. Let me say that first off.
But I will say this. Let me tell you this part about it. I'm a smoker. I've been smoking since the 70s. When I was a kid in high school, I think that's when most of us started smoking. I'll tell you this. It is addictive, and I wish I never started smoking cigarettes. But
is this Bill Clinton?
No. I inhale. No.
Right, that's the way they're addictive, I guess.
But I'll tell you
Bob...
This.
Hey, but people, I was curious.
These people across the country complaining about these smokers. Hey,
right.
They're complaining about their tax. Let me tell you something, baby. If it wasn't for these smokers and these high taxes are making all these cigarettes, baby, think about what you'd be paying on your taxes right now. They want to, put these smokers down and say, hey, these people are weak and they're polluting my air and stuff. Well, that's fine. But, hey. Think about what you're going to be paying in taxes if it wasn't for these smokers and these dippers and these people that's using this tobacco.
I see what you're saying. Let me see if I understand where you're coming from on that, Bob. You're saying that all these whiners about the smoking, the whiny people out there that are complaining about smoking, you're saying they should be quiet because they're actually saving a lot of money because the smokers are making up a significant portion of the tax bracket. That's what you're saying?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that. Yes, you're right. They're making up a significant part of the tax bracket. But if they were really concerned, they would have been concerned when all these lawsuits were going on over the cigarette company. Where'd that money go? Now, I live in the state of Tennessee. It's a tobacco growing state.
That's right.
Okay.
So your taxes are fairly low there on the cigarettes. You don't have very much tax.
Oh, man. Tax cigarettes, Tennessee costs about $3.
Okay, so that's right around where it is down here. Now, of course, in New York, a pack of cigarettes is what, $7-$8 now? Something crazy like that?
I was in Las Vegas 4 weeks ago. A pack of cigarettes in Las Vegas, yeah, anywhere from $5 to $7.
Oh, my God.
Amazing.
I haven't been in New York in several years. I worked in New York, and I can remember when pack of cigarettes here was less than $1, and a pack of cigarettes in New York was close to $3.
Now, Bob, from a
in New York, in New York now, cigarettes cost so much that they actually have black market cigarette packs. I mean, people are smuggling packs of cigarettes into New York City.
Exactly,
and sell them on the black market. Yeah,
You go in a grocery store now, you can't go get a pack of cigarettes. You have to ask Some wants to register to go get them for you.
Let me ask you this, Bob. Let me ask you this. Let's get back to the topic. Now, I don't know if you've got a beach near where you're at, but do you think smoking should be banned from a public beach?
A park? That sort of thing?
I can't answer that question. I'm putting this to you. Where did all that money that was supposed to go to anti-smoking campaigns to help people get off of cigarettes? That's what they told us when all those lawsuits were going on.
Where did
all that money go?
Nobody's
called me up and said, "Hey, Bob, we're gonna help you get off cigarettes."
Bob, did they help you out? Did the campaign, those commercials, how about those truth commercials that you see on TV all the time? Did those convince you to quit smoking?
No, they did.
Heck no.
I'd like to ask, who made the money off those lawsuits? Who made the money?
The lawyers, I would guess.
Did the state use it? Did the state use it where it was supposed to go? Or did the state just put it back into their coffers?
I would guess the state probably lined their own pockets with it. But, Bob, hey, we want to thank you for calling in tonight, and hopefully you'll tune in to Free Talk Live in the future, 8 to 10 Eastern Time. And, again, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
All right, Bob, take it easy. We're going to move on. We got calls rolling in like crazy. The toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. That is 800-259-9231. You can bring up literally anything you want. Take control of the show. Interrupt the program.
For a smoker, Bob didn't seem in the least bit concerned about somebody putting laws in his lungs, you know?
No, maybe they just don't have that in Tennessee yet. Maybe that just hasn't even been proposed there. Maybe he doesn't understand the ramifications here, like you were saying, of the mafia taking control of cigarettes. Is that what we want? The more laws we pass against cigarette smokers, the more we're going to see that, especially the more the prices go up.
Yeah, it'll become like alcohol back in the days of Prohibition.
It's going to be
exactly what it's going to be.
Or like our current drug situation, which, of course, we'll get into at a future time on this very program. But we do have people waiting on the lines. Let's go to JJ in Washington State. Either we're on a whole bunch of different affiliates that we don't know about, or we get a bunch of people listening on the internet. JJ, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
JJ,
you really got a live program there. I'm listening to Genesis on an old big dish.
Oh, he's got a C-band dish. Sweet.
Yep.
That's fantastic.
Still works with an old Drake, but I'll answer your question, and then I have a question to ask you.
Great. I don't even remember what my question was, so go for it, JJ.
Should smoking be banned on public beaches?
Okay, yes.
Now, I tried cigarettes when I was back young, but I'm close to 80 now. I'm not a smoker, haven't smoked for many, many years. I don't think smoking should be banned anywhere.
Well, you and I are in the same camp, JJ.
And in response to that, my question is to getting to the... You know, there's symptoms and then there's root causes. What has happened? What has destroyed self-responsibility and self-accountability, fellas? What has destroyed it?
JJ, that's an excellent question.
That I call on laws, most of them, I call them on laws.
That is an excellent question. What has destroyed the sense of self-responsibility that this nation had had up until, the last 50 years or so, Manwich? What is your answer, Manwich? What would you say?
The nanny state.
Pardon?
The nanny state. People want, you know, the government to be their mom, wipe their nose.
But
and
why?
Being concerned. Why?
Yeah,
I don't think
why?
That people individually
why
want
that
it.
That sort of trend? Has it been because there's been so many of these laws, which I call on laws, passed so that people's thinking has been destroyed, their own self-thinking? I don't know. It's bad.
I think what it has to do with is the education system that we have in this country. For the most part, it's government run. So yeah, absolutely, JJ. People's thinking has been destroyed. We don't know how to think anymore. Government education raises these kids to be good little citizens and not to question any of the laws that they pass and just go right on, march lockstep and join the crowd. I mean, really, the education is what we're dealing with here. JJ, thanks for the call. We want to hear from you again next weekend, okay?
I'll try to be here.
Good hearing from you.
Thank
Please
you, sir.
Do. We're going to be back with more 800-259-9231. We're going to get to Skyler. He's waiting on the line here in Sarasota, and we want to hear from you as well. Anything goes. Bring up whatever is on your mind. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
You've seen this look in Home Design Magazine. It's caught the attention of designers everywhere. This look is Walworth, and it's quickly becoming one of today's hottest decorating trends. Walworths are pre-spaced and pre-pasted transfer letter stains that last a lifetime or until your next decorating spree. Quick to remove, Walworths are excellent for renters or those who love to frequently change the look of their home. Choose from over 1,400 quotes or design your own. Walworths can lend a witty, whimsical, wise, romantic, or even spiritual feel to your home or office. Quotations take just minutes to apply, yet look like they've been meticulously painted on. Walworth has been featured on QVC, Paint, Paint, Paint on PBS, and HGTV Your Home. Add this unique look to your sales office, classroom, kids' room, or any room in your house. For your free catalog with thousands of ideas, call 888-422-6685. That's 888-422-6685. Or visit us at Walworth.com. That's Walworth.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Excuse me, is this where I get a license to start a new business?
I wouldn't be hasty. You have to get a license to go out of business, too, you know.
Oh, well, look, I've invented this little anti-gravity machine, see?
Oh, is that why you're walking 2 inches above the floor?
Oh, yes, it's very comfortable. It saves on shoe leather.
Yeah, well, you have to fill out these forms and report to the Human Services Department of Manpower Orientation and register with the Fair Employment Practice Commission, and Hour Division of the Employment Standards Administration, the State Sales and Income Tax Division, the Internal Revenue Service, and the Social Security Administration of the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare. Fair, and of course...
Okay, I thought that was a little town in Wisconsin.
You'll find out. Say, floating around like that could be dangerous. Have you checked with the Consumer Product Safety Commission?
Well, not yet.
Come to think of it, you actually are flying, aren't you? Look, you need to go over to the Federal Aviation Administration and the Transportation...
It's very hard to get anything done these days if you're in business, but Free Enterprise built this country. Think what could happen if we don't keep it free. A public service of this station and the Center for the Defense of Free Enterprise, Bellevue, Washington.
Right, we just can't have people floating about unregulated, you know.
You're looking for another rock and roll record that'll make you feel like a victim. You're like a victim. You love to be a victim. You love the United States Primetime Victim Show.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free nationwide, 800-259-9231. Man, I tell you what, we have just had calls from all over the country tonight, blown away by you guys out there listening. And if you are out there, become a part of the program. Join us.
All right. Go to the website. Go to freetalklive.com. Send us your email, ftl@freetalklive.com. We'll read it live on the air. Also, get signed up and interactive with our BBS. You can check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. Check out the archives from the last several weeks of programs. And don't forget, we are streaming live every week from our website at freetalklive.com.
Something else we should mention that we actually haven't mentioned in a little while. It's because I'll be honest with you.
Uh-huh.
We're here in Sarasota, Florida.
Right.
We're in a radio studio that, while it's a nice studio, only has one working telephone line. So we've moved up now that we're with Genesis Communications Network and we're nationwide.
This is our first nationwide show.
Exactly. So... we haven't actually had to mention this for a long time, but women come first on Free Talk Live.
Oh, my gosh, you're right.
So, see, now that we actually have more than one phone line, thanks to the network, if a woman calls in, if a female calls in, we are going to put you to the head of the pack. Let's say there's four guys on hold waiting to go on the air. Female calls up, you're on.
You move to the head of the class.
Exactly. So, ladies, the number for you, same number, 800-259-9231. The screening process on this show is virtually non-existent. We call the show Free Talk Live because you're free to call in and talk about whatever you want. So when you call in, Scott, our lovely phone screener, is going to ask you your name, where you're calling from, and
not
in
a very
one
nice
word,
thing to say about Scott.
And
how do you know
he's very
lovely?
Lovely, I'm
lovely.
Sure. And in one word, what you want to talk about, and then we're going to put you on the air. Anything goes. Politics, personal issues, whatever. Let's go to Skyler in Sarasota. Skyler, you are on Free Talk Live.
Wow. You guys have built yourself up quite a hold time there. I'm quite impressed. Yeah, you know, a regular caller. I want to preface my call by saying first that, you know, I'm a former smoker. I've successfully quit. So, you know, I can speak from experience about smoking and whatnot, and, you know, you would think that being the fact that I've quit smoking and I don't smoke anymore and I know that it's a filthy, awful, disgusting habit, that I would be anti-smoking.
But that's my experience. My experience is the worst people about smoking are the born-again non-smokers. I mean, they just, you know, they smoked for however long they felt like smoking and then they quit whenever they felt like quitting, and now the whole world's got to stop because I can't smell that stuff anymore.
Right, and I'll tell you, you know, every time I'm around smoking, I still crave it. Absolutely. Do I still want to smoke? Sure, but I don't do it. And you know what? I'm pro-freedom. You know, and I'm pro people being able to make their own choices. And I think that this is really kind of a turnkey issue that really needs to be watched by freedom advocates, because if you think about it, first of all the negative side effects of cancer, of smoking, you know, like cancer, you know, bad breath, whatever, you know, are pretty much a personal choice that you make with smoking. You know, those are things that affect that person alone. And then all the effects that affect other people around that smoker are just very minor, like, it smells bad. You know, you might cough. I mean, secondhand smoke has not been proven to cause cancer. I know a lot.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Skyler, wait a minute. What about the 50,000 deaths a year according to secondhand smoke? Doesn't that mean that it should be banned?
Wait, you're talking about that EPA study, aren't you? Oh, right. That was tossed out as a total lie. That was completely fabricated.
You're telling me the government... Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Government's lying?
You're telling me the government is making up statistics?
What? Oh, God.
50,000 people.
Yeah, you know, in fact, I am saying that the government made up statistics, and I'm saying that that's on the records, and that anyone who wants to could look it up. And that brings me about to my other point with this whole thing, is the reason why, and I really enjoyed JJ's call, to hear him talk about people taking personal responsibility. Because not only do I think that's gone away, but I agree with you about the whole government school thing, and that I think that our government schools are teaching people that they are helpless and that they are not a part of the process, that they are not a part of this, you know, this governmental experiment that we have. And I think that the government schools have all now been instructed to teach these kids that they're not responsible for kind of shaping this country. And really what it comes down to is people now, they vote the party line, and this whole notion of throwing away your vote because, you know, if you're not voting for your principles, you gotta vote, you gotta get that candidate in there, you gotta get him in there, you gotta vote for the lesser evil, and that's how you're gonna save the country. And that's total nonsense.
You're absolutely right.
And you know, and as long as this is perpetuated, which I think it's gonna be, and it's really sad, I mean, I really hope that, you know, that people, the media, can wake up and start assisting third-party candidates, which it seems like it may happen sometime soon.
Well, you know, I hope you're right. I really do. I really hope the media, and we're talking about the big media. Obviously, Free Talk Live doesn't classify as the big media.
But we're talking about
hey, you guys are there.
We're nationwide now. Come
hey,
on.
Hey, man, you guys are there. That was quite the whole time.
Yeah, that's true. We're talking about Fox News. We're talking about CNN. These guys... Hopefully they will wake up and start reporting from a pro-freedom perspective. I say hopefully because I really don't believe it's going to happen. And the reason I don't believe it's going to happen is because they're buddy-buddy with big government. They're sleeping in the same bed, basically. Think about it. The FCC controls the media, right? The FCC controls who gets a radio station license. So who gets the licenses? The people who can afford to pay for them. And those people don't want a lot of competition, so they get palsy-wowsies with the government. and they kind of say, all right, well, we're going to report on the stories you want us to report on, and we'll keep quiet about the stuff that makes you look bad as long as you don't give us any more competition. That's pretty much how it works.
Wouldn't I don't believe that.
800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We'll come back in a moment. Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Hey, kids. You want a soundtrack that's going to make you feel tense? Let you express your frustration?
Free Talk Live, we want to talk to you about what's on your mind. Anything from politics to personal stuff, 800-259-9231. You control the show, if you want to. Or you can just sit back and relax and enjoy the calls as they come through. 800-259-9231. You can also email us at ftl@freetalklive.com. Log on to freetalklive.com. Check out the archives, the Shroud of Female Listeners, the chat room, the message board, and all of the other cool stuff on there. It's all free.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at freetalklive.com. By the way, it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And Mike. Manwich, you signaled?
I just wanted to say that I thought that it was odd that nobody's called in disagreeing with us. I mean, here in Sarasota, they passed 2 years ago a smoking ban on workplaces, which included...
That's the whole state of Florida.
That's in Florida, right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Like New York. They've got that now in New York City, and I think out west in
San Diego,
California.
Or California,
right.
In general. I don't know. Anyway, you can't smoke in restaurants. You can smoke in bars if they serve liquor
you
or something like that.
You can't smoke in any indoor business with the exception of bars.
Except for bars.
Then,
and it's only some bars.
Yeah, only some bars if they serve over 15% liquor.
Right.
If they serve 15% or more food of their money.
Something. I don't know how the thing that works precisely. But So 70, it passed by a 70%, not margin, but I mean 70% of people voted for it, 30% voted against
it. That's right.
I mean, so it's a huge, that's a landslide.
Yeah.
In any way you cut it, that's a landslide. So 70% of the people out of there thought it was a good idea to take away my right to have a business and do whatever I want in that business. I don't really care about somebody's right to smoke or not smoke, that whole thing, in that particular case.
That's not what that issue was about. But that's what they made it about. They had these...
it's always couched in something, isn't it?
They had these commercials running on television where the little seven-year-old girl says, "It's my lungs. I want to eat at a restaurant and not cough."
Then open your own restaurant, sweetheart, and don't let smokers in it. It's America, baby. You can open. Tell mommy and daddy you want them to buy you a restaurant.
Yeah, screw the pony. Get a restaurant.
Well, you know, before this ban went into place, there were plenty of restaurants that were non-smoking on their own.
Yes.
They determined, as a business decision, they determined that it was in their best interest to exclude smokers from indoor dining.
So have an outside seating area.
That was their prerogative as business people. Now, those people who decided that their business was included smokers have been harmed by this. They have been really, their business has been harmed. Their business has suffered.
Absolutely.
You talk to people in the hospitality industry that will tell you that. And it's an embarrassment, it's an insult to freedom, it's an insult to personal civil liberties, it's an insult to property rights, that this is going on, and it's going on all across the country. Of course, the latest iteration of it here, they're planning on banning smoking from the beaches, which, of course, has nothing to do with the littering thing, which is what they're claiming.
Because littering's against the law on beaches.
Already. And it has been for a long time.
Right, so what we want to do is, in Sarasota, they want to ban smoking on the beaches so that smokers won't toss their cigarette butts.
So I guess you want
to preventive. It's preventive legislation.
So, man, what you want to hear from somebody that thinks this is a good idea. So
absolutely.
So far we've had three
calls. I can't figure out how you could possibly think it's a good idea.
And we want to make it clear on this show, if you call in and disagree, we want to hear from you. We're not going to insult you and say dirty smoker and whatever. Say some sort of epithet at you and then drop you off the phone line. It's just not going to work that way. We want to hear what you have to say. So 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free telephone number. And don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com. We're back with hour number two coming up next.
Here's a message.